the way to cut a cigar, yeah. there's a way to do that. There's a way to light a cigar. Okay?
Yeah.
There's also a way to smoke a cigar. And what I learned over the last 3 years of really getting into cigars, none of that shit matters.
Really?
I've seen
really?
None of it. I see guys bite the end off a cigar. Off a fucking $15 cigar. Just fucking bite it off, light it, fucking smoke it, and enjoy it.
I need this job and I need it bad. That's why I gotta keep myself from getting mad at the man with the cigar. I hope he doesn't push me too far. Yeah, the man with the cigar. Yeah, the man with the cigar. Yeah, the man with the cigar.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank. My name's Ari Shaffir, and I'm the host of this show. What if I put up pillows as blockers? Would that dampen the sound? Does it work? Does this dampen the sound? No way, right? Okay, so here's the deal. Today's episode is all about cigars. I talked to Robert Kelly, who was a cigar smoker. I had one of my funnest times I've ever had. I got to his kid's birthday party last year, and everybody was already gone. I got there late. Who's fucking ends a party at 5:30? Parents, man, they don't fucking live their normal lives anymore. You guys, you act like you're happier, but you go to sleep at fucking 8 p.m. Who are you fooling? Who are you fooling? Anyway, I got there. Well, this is not a good example of that. It's not 8 p.m., but you know what I'm talking about. It's all, you're tired constantly. Anyway, I got there at 5:30. Everybody's gone. So Robert was still there and a couple of his buddies who smoke cigars. They pulled out some fine cigars. And we smoked them in his backyard like fucking gentlemen. I'm not like a fan of cigars, but I like them sometimes. You know? Sometimes it just feels like, I don't know, there's been a few, okay, like me and Rogan used to go on the road. I remember once in Phoenix, we just went up to the roof. We bought cigars. He bought cigars for us. yeah, he bought cigars for us. I don't know how much that cost. Over $10 for sure. Maybe like 15 or 20. And we went up to a roof. And we just looked out. And we smoked these stogies. And we felt like men. We felt like kings. That's what it is once in a while. I was in Edinburgh, Scotland, and Joe List came to town. He was opening for Louis C.K. And we walked around Edinburgh, we found some cigars. He knew what to buy, and we went up to like some patio at his fucking rich hotel that he got, that Louis C.K. got for him. I love the opener headliner dynamic where you're like, you have in your memory of getting stuff, but you haven't acquired it at all. It's just come to you because the headliner is cool. So it was an amazing hotel. And we went up there and we just smoked in the high winds of Scotland. Man, that was a good time too. That was a good time too. So what happened is, by the way, I should mention, I'll mention it later. So what happened is I was in Costa Rica with my family. Did everyone have a good Shroom Fest, by the way? I was there with my family for the first day and a half of Shroom Fest, but also for a whole week. Man, it's so fucking nice out there in Costa Rica. God damn, it's nice. The nature, I saw a bunch, three different kinds of monkeys, howler monkeys, running around right outside my window one night. One afternoon, god damn, they're cool. Sloth, a few sloths, a bunch of different birds, toucans. It's all nature out there. It's all nature and hiking and zip lining, which was frightening as fuck, but fun as shit. Anyway, so I found my last night in Manuel Antonio, or right outside Manuel Antonio National Park. I saw a cigar little store with a humidor, and they sold some Cuban cigars. I don't know if they're Cuban or not. I thought they might be, but they might not be. But They seem fresh. And I just bought some Cohibas, probably fake Cohibas, the day before when I left Manuel Antonio National Park. This guy was selling them for $15 for a pack of five, which seems very cheap. Although, Costa Rica is right next to Cuba, so maybe they just got them. Maybe they fell off a truck, you know? I bought those. I smoked two of those on the porch, left the other ones, $15, whatever. Here, they'd be like $12 to $15 each, right? They stay fresh outside. They're fresh. Oh, I've never had them fresh like that. And so then I bought these other cigars with a little cigar box, and I took them back. I was going to smoke with Joe List, but he's a fucking flake. So I called Bobby Kelly, excuse me, Robert Kelly now, and I was like, hey, let's do a podcast to promote our nasty show sets and also to smoke a cigar, man. I brought these cigars back. You fucking helped me out with a cigar, and he brought one to Skankfest. It was really good for me. So let's smoke this cigar. So we sat on the stoop in front of the Comedy Cellar, and we smoked these cigars. A couple of people walked by, Mike Yard, Liz, Norton for a second. Who else? Keith Robinson wearing a stupid purple shirt. Oh, it was a good time. I'm sorry it had to be only an hour because I had to go to the stand and do a set, but it was great. So me and Bobby are going to do the Nasty Show. I'm hosting the Nasty Show in Montreal. If you're thinking of coming, you should come. It's going to be a great one. Me, Robert Kelly, Godfrey, Yamanika Saunders, Jimmy Carr, and Big J Okerson. Fucking sick lineup for the Nasty Show. July 19th through the 29th. That is the day after my Netflix special drops. Drops all over the world, you guys. Yes, UK. Yes, Australia. Yes, Canada. You can see Double Negative, Children and Adulthood, my double special. It'll be out a week from yesterday. Oh, I can't wait. July 18th. Set your calendars. Set your calendars in your iPhones. Make it remind you. Oh, it's out today. God, I'm excited. I'm also doing, let me just tell you about three of the shows real quick. I'm going to do Ari Shaffir's renamed storytelling show in Montreal the 25th at the Mainline Theater. One show instead of four, so we moved to a bigger place, the Mainline, to accommodate people. Get tickets now. If you have your ZooFest passes, I think you get passes for it. Otherwise, the tickets are, I think, $20. I'm doing a live Skeptic Tank on Friday or Saturday up there of like the 28th or 29th, probably Saturday. I'm doing another Ari Shaffir's renamed storyteller show on end of August at the Village Underground. And so me and Joe List and Jason Cantor are putting on a show at PS109, Art Space at PS109 on the Upper East Side. Tickets are at AriTheGreat.com for all these shows, for all of them. But we're doing a cool comedy show at just some fucking apartment building. We're going to give out $4 beers, $5 wines, just some fucking hip, cool show. The lineup's already going to be good. I can do this thing where I don't want to tell you the lineup, but trust me, it's going to be solid. Just a fun fucking show. Get drunk in a weirdo space. Come to the first one. I think it'll be fucking rad. I really do. August 1st. It's a Tuesday night, 8 o'clock. Doors at 7:30. I might host. List might host. I'm not sure exactly. We might do it together. I don't know, but it should be the start of something interesting. So come on out. Upper East Side. Nobody ever goes out there. All right. So, let's start the episode. This is all about cigars. Me and Robert Kelly talk about that. Is there anything else? I don't think so. I mean, I guess I'll just talk 1 second about the smell of cigars. That's the only problem. That's the only problem. After you smoke it, if you want to talk to a girl and hook up with her, it ain't going to happen. It just ain't going to happen. I mean, it can, but you're going to be disgusting. Do you remember Desperado, the movie Desperado? Fucking sick opening. One of the top two openings of any movie I've seen. Desperado and Cliffhanger. And actually, Inglourious Bastards. That also, with that French farmer. They should have an award for that guy. He was so good. He was so good. Remember that? And he's like, just the slightest little inkling of like some sweat on his brow and a shift to like looking downwards. Oh my God, that was so good, that opening. Top three, anyway. So in that movie, the bad guy, Desperado bad guy, he is smoking cigar in his bed, and his fucking lover comes over to kiss him, and then she like gets mad and pushes him, and then blows smoke out of her mouth. He fucking smoked cigar smoke in his mouth and blown it into her fucking hole. That's one of the rudest things you could possibly do in life, is to catch someone off guard by blowing cigar smoke into their mouths. All right, well, let's just start the episode. It's a fun one, quick one. I don't think I have anything left to say about cigars. Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to get into it, but they're fun once in a while. So join me and Bobby as we talk about cigars on Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank, episode 297. Bobby and Ari smoke a Cuban. Starts now.
Well, I'm a sucker for fine Cuban cigars. The problem is I can't afford them. But last year I went and got myself a whole box, and just to be safe, I insured them. I took out a policy against fire and theft, and then I hurried on home. With a 50-cent lighter, I sat on my back steps and I smoked them one by one.
Okay, I'll for sure get those.
All right.
Well, we're on anyway. I found out about the hold button, so it can't stop.
Can't stop. Don't stop.
Can't stop. You ever play that game, Can't Stop?
No, what's that?
Board game?
No, what is it?
It's like gambling. You have to, like, stop, but you can't, but you can't stop.
What court is that?
What?
Oh.
This is a small one in case somebody else showed up. All right, so here's the deal.
Yeah.
First of all, let's promote the Nasty Show.
JFL. You're hosting.
Can you believe
Dude,
it?
I don't understand.
Can you believe it?
I'm so happy about
it. How do you want to do this?
I'm going to sit right here. Okay. I'm so happy about
it. Oh, yeah.
Because they were announcing, they were like, they kept saying to me, first of all, the show itself, Godfrey, Yamanika, Big J, and Jimmy Carr, right? Yeah. That's a crazy, crazy show in itself. Now, you got, when they were like, wait till you see who were, because I was up there promoting.
In Montreal?
Yeah, well, they were talking, yeah, because they had to go up and promote. And before that, they were like, wait till you see we're going to have hosts. They
I couldn't
tell
believe
me.
It.
Yeah.
My agent was like, would you be into that? I'm like, wait, did they ask me? He goes, well, no, they haven't asked you, but they're looking for somebody. And I'm like, oh, dude, there's no chance. I'm not that big.
Really?
Because they had Jeff Ross and Bobby Slayton doing it.
And Nick DiPaolo?
Yeah, what's up, Chip?
What show are you doing? I'm doing Around the Points while we're taping. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares. It's true.
Just go do
a
it.
A lot of people don't care about
we
their
don't
show.
Care. We don't, yes. 8:30. I want you to do it. I need to be
around, though. I know, but I got spots at... What? What?
You fucking cunts.
Congrats on the special, man. You should come in and promote it.
Thanks. Okay, for sure.
Great. I saw Rogan's Instagram. Please, come in and promote it.
For sure. For sure.
All right, cool.
Thank
you.
Thanks, Jimmy.
So yeah, the Nasty Show is when they announced you being the host.
That was my first show I did up there.
Mine too.
Really?
Yeah, because I couldn't get new faces.
Me neither. They told me to stop trying. They said you're too old. I'm like, what do you mean too old? And then that same year, fucking Brendan Walsh went. I'm like, he's my age. He's the same exact age I am. And then next year, Duncan went, and he was a year younger than me. And then that year, he was the same age.
Dude, I got rejected 6 years in a row. I was to the point where the last time I auditioned was the last. I told my guy, I go, I'm never doing this again.
It's so demeaning after a while.
I'm
and you
done.
See these 25-year-olds, and they're like, oh, what are you doing here? I'm like, I don't even know, man.
Yeah. I didn't understand. And the last time I
listened
auditioned,
to you in high school. Now I'm auditioning with you, and you're getting it too, by the way.
Dude, the last year I did it at the comic strip.
Yeah.
Lucian had a had old. Gerard Kelly. Remember Gerard Kelly?
No.
The black guy with the green eyes?
No.
Dude, he had gorgeous green eyes. Almost like they were fake.
Yeah.
And he changed spots with me. So I look on the schedule. And Bobby, Robbie Prah was there doing the auditions. I looked. I was on the second show. So he took my spot, gave it to Gerard Kelly to be seen, his client to be seen
early.
By Robbie Prah
and
Just for Laughs. So I told my agent that. I go, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
I go, fuck this, dude. I'm out. I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Robbie Prah came out and Lucian went, listen, Miss Lucian, I'm here to see Robert Kelly. Points at me.
Robbie Pross.
He goes, I don't know who this guy is.
Because Lucian was representing him?
Yes.
That's why he's dead.
Yeah, well. So they put me up at the end.
Of that first show?
And that's the year I got the Nasty Show with Louis C.K.
Whoa.
Dave Attell.
What?
Jim Jefferies. And Nick DiPaolo hosting.
Wow.
Fucking nuts.
That's a crazy one.
That's a crazy...
It's, you for have this microphone. It's for my bag. It's for my bag.
Oh, right. Yeah, your bag. Your bag. That's what I trust. Your bag that's been all over the fucking world.
It did just get out from Costa Rica.
Been fucking getting head from a monkey in a rice paddy. Hi, how you doing? Nice to talk to you.
How are you? Enjoy your meals.
Hey. So anyways, yeah, that was my first one. Yeah. So
you know what? I got it. I opened for Rogan at the old Club Soda in Montreal. Like in... Randomly, in the middle of the year, December or something.
Yeah.
And... he was dealing with a heckler, some female heckler, and he was like, show your tits. She goes, no, I won't. I was in the back already, and he was like, if you show your tits, Ariel shows dick. And I was talking to someone in the green room. I was like, excuse me, I got to go. And then I went up there and showed my dick and started playing with it. It was great. And then afterwards, like 2 days later, like Montreal called. They'd like you to do the Nasty Show next year.
Are you kidding me?
No.
So your talent, your age wouldn't get it for you.
Well, that was the Nasty Show, but not New Faces. Yeah.
I love, dude, let me tell you something about the Nasty Show. I'd rather... Dude, I'd rather do the Nasty Show.
Me too.
I love...
If everything was equal?
If I did... One year, I just did the Nasty Show in one gala. The gala, I was petrified.
Yeah.
So I was big. Like, this is a nightmare, because I couldn't swear. I couldn't say this. The Nasty Show was a breeze and the funniest shows.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you got there?
Talk
to me.
Okay, I got these Cuban cigars.
Okay, from
Costa Rica.
Well, let's... Look, can I be...
They were fresh in a humidor. Absolutely. I know you know about cigars.
Okay. Best Al.
Robusto...
Bessie Al.
Robusto.
How many are there? Are they all the same?
They're all the same. Maduro. Robusto Maduro.
Okay, let me see this for a second. Let me see the box.
Okay.
Okay, that... Can I be honest with you?
I mean, absolutely. These might be complete rip-offs. I don't know.
I'm going to be honest with you. The reason why...
But they had the loose ones, too, and they had a three-pack of the same things
yeah.
that I could have gotten. But they were like, with the box, yeah. I was like, it's easier to transport it back.
Yeah, buddy. I'm sorry to say to you.
Yeah. Well, we're smoking them either way.
Okay, I'm sorry to say.
I'm one.
Sorry to say. Fuck me.
Oh, yeah, it got me too. Should have warned you. Yeah, cut yourself open. This is sharp as fuck, this box.
What the fuck, dude? Dude, these.
I mean, you got to smell them. They're a little harder, but they were so moist.
I just sliced my finger open on this fucking.
Yeah, I did it too. I mean, it's bleeding in the store.
Yeah, this is not real.
There's blood on the box.
Yeah, there's blood on the box from me. Keep that in case I fucking...
Because we need to clone you?
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Yeah, these are... Well, we'll smoke them.
We'll smoke them. Do you have a cutter?
I have a cutter, yes.
Excellent. Because I realize as we...
I mean, look.
So how long can you keep... let me just start.
How long can you keep what? What was that?
Damn, your phone. It did not break, shockingly.
Yeah.
With no case on it.
How disappointed are you right now?
A bit. I mean, it would have been way nicer for me.
You said that.
If it cracked. I would have loved
it. You said that very disappointed.
Like, that did not
break.
Yeah,
you didn't say, like, dude, it didn't break, man. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, so it's funny. Like.
I just sounded like Jay Davis, who I just got a text message from today, by the way.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, he's not Christian at all anymore, huh?
Oh, he's not?
That's what I heard.
I don't think you give.
I think he watches
like
porns now.
No, stop it.
Yeah.
God doesn't accept that.
Wait, how do you slice it like that?
You cut off the cap.
Can you do mine?
These caps, there's usually two caps. The top cap is right here. Ready?
Yeah, go.
You see it? See it?
Yeah.
Now I'm just taking off the top cap right there.
Top cap?
Yeah, that's the top cap. There's a triple cap, double cap. These are, I think, a double cap. No, it's a triple cap. You see, look, you see this line right there? And then
that's another cap. So what does that mean?
That means it's triple cap. That's
so,
actually
what
good.
What does that mean, though?
That means that the top of it is triple cap, so...
No, you keep saying the same words and not explaining.
I'm trying to, but you keep asking the same thing. What happens is the top of it, when they do the end of it, okay, they have one cap... Okay, they cap the end of it. So they roll it, they cap. It's just a piece of tobacco that wraps on the end of the cigar.
And it's connected to it, but like separate?
Yeah, it's almost like it closes the cigar off.
Oh.
Okay, and then they do another one.
Yeah.
So that's even better. And then a third one. And the third one is usually it's right on the edge, and that's where you cut off. You never want to cut off like the...
Too much. Do you ever do the pop the hole in the bottom?
Yeah,
I like that. So you can, so you don't have the shit coming into your mouth.
That's actually when you do that. It's actually the smoke is more what's the word? Intense.
Because it all comes through that same small hole.
It's coming. It's all barreling through that hole. When you cut, it's a smoother smoke. You understand?
Yeah.
Yeah. So these these are not that bad. I mean, smelling them and they roll. You can tell the roll is a good roll.
The roll
and
is
it's
good.
Triple capped. These might
triple cap means like that. That takes a lot of effort. Are shitty cigarillos like no cap?
No, I don't think they're probably one cap or something like that.
When, man, these shows start early here, mm-hmm. huh? What time is it? 6:45, 7 o'clock? So, let me ask you a question. You just got that lit. Is there a secret to lighting? I want to talk to you all about cigars. You're going to teach me how to, like, do cigars right now.
All right. Well, you don't want to let the flame hit the cigar when you light it. Suck the flame to it.
Oh.
Don't put the flame on it.
Sorry.
You understand what I'm saying? What's up, buddy?
Yeah.
Don't put the flame on it.
Don't put the flame on it. Put it nearby. I get it. I see what you're doing. And make it go big.
Can I have your phone off downstairs, please?
I'm having the actual...
You are having the flame touch it.
Some of it might, but I'm having the heat light it. You know
okay.
what I mean?
Okay.
So.
You know my favorite part of a cigar is when you breathe it in to light it and the light goes way big with the oxygen or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, when it like flares up.
When it flares up, it's called gassing a cigar. Yeah. Stop breathing out. You're using your mouth. Breathe in. Yeah. Trust me. Keep your head there. Right there.
Oh,
go ahead.
How you
doing? All right, just puff. Don't follow me. I'll bring it to you. Go, puff. 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 Yeah. There you go. There you go.
Hell yes. First impressions.
It's actually good.
What?
It's actually good. It's good.
Possible real Cubans like that are decent.
It might be.
Costa Rica. It's right there. It's the Caribbean.
It's all right. It's Costa Rica though.
No, but I mean,
you go to Mexico.
But I'm saying they can get it right from Cuba.
How much did they cost?
$40 for five. Not a lot.
Well, no,
but I did get some.
That's actually not bad. I mean,
I got some Cohibas.
Do that with the other hand, and I'll fucking leave.
He's bringing it up.
I don't like your shirt either. I hate your shirt.
It's not a good color of purple for you.
Yeah.
No, it brings out your age. It
looks like you're naked.
The whole thing looks like your nipple color. I did buy some Cohibas, but this guy wanted to sell me for $15 for a pack of five, and I talked him down to 13.
Yeah, dude.
Those,
listen,
I can't imagine. Being
when
real.
I just bought Cubans in Belgium, okay, mm-hmm. and they a box of cigars from Cuba. They come with a code bar you can scan, and it'll bring up their serial number.
Really?
Yeah, they have serial numbers because counterfeiting Cubans is more profitable than actual Cuban cigars.
Oh, and who's gonna punish you?
Who's going to punish you?
Fidel's
They're
brother,
paying the
no.
same fucking money. You're paying shit for them. It's a good cigar.
Yeah.
It's just not a Cuban. I don't think these are Cuban, but I might be. I mean, the way it's rolled.
They also
the way
had
it smokes,
some Costa Rican cigars in the same shop where it's like these are quality cigars made
look,
in the
man,
fields
they,
of Costa
they,
Rica.
They do. They could have Costa Rican cigars and they
that
just
they
say
make.
They're Cuban.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, like the ones I got have barcodes on them. I have Partagas
so
and I
scan
got
those? You scan those
I scan
and they tell you where
them.
It came from?
Yeah.
Where that box came
exactly.
from?
Exactly.
And you can't forge that.
You can look the serial number up on the box.
Oh, really?
And there's no serial number on that box.
No, not at all.
There's no information on that box. The only thing that's on that box, and this box doesn't even have the cigar. You know, it says Maduro on it. Some in handwriting.
We will, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, so, and it, I mean, it has... You know, the cancer.
She
and all
took
that
off
shit.
The sticker that said Robusto and $40. And I'm like, why? No, you don't take that off. It's okay. She goes, no, I'm taking it off.
All right, here's the deal.
Like, why is she taking that off?
Exactly, dude. If was this strange. Was a real cigar, if this was a, it would have the cigar company all over this fucking thing. Like, who made this?
Why not? Why not have it on there?
Yeah, this wood box is made by a local Costa Rican dude.
I like the wood box though; it holds them real well for five cigars.
This is a great actual. This is almost like a cheap travel humidor.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could get a little Boveda pack, a little tiny one, and stick it in here and keep cigars in here for...
Boveda pack?
Boveda.
What is that?
You know, like in the humidor, you have to add water to a sponge?
Uh-huh.
It's basically a little cardboard pack that's mushy. Feels like there's water in it. And it humidifies. You take it as soon as you take it out of its wrapper... It humidifies the little box that it's in. So you get, it's like a portable little sponge that you don't have to keep adding water to. When it gets hard is when you throw it out and you put another one in.
Oh, because it's all out of water.
Right. So like most people, like I have a 700 cigar humidor now.
Really?
Yeah.
And that cave thing you built in your backyard, the garage?
I have it in my office, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have probably 1,000 cigars now.
Really?
Yeah.
When did you get into cigars? That's crazy. That's so many. You're never going to smoke all those.
Well, I won't, but I give a lot away. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I was going to bring Cubans tonight, but I didn't want to step on your toes.
Well, we can smoke them another time.
Yes.
By the way, here's what I'm thinking. We take that box up with us to when we go camping.
Yes. What this camping thing we have to talk about.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah, let's
Are you
talk
ready?
About it. Yeah.
All right, what the fuck is... When is this and where is it?
We are off for 2 nights.
When?
In Montreal.
What nights?
Sunday and Monday.
But okay.
No shows. We have no shows.
Do we go back to it?
The NASA show's done. Sunday
but
and
I
Monday.
But I have other shows.
You don't, because you told them, don't schedule me for that time.
I never talked to anybody.
Okay, I've talked to Nick over there. But you need to follow up and say, hey, don't schedule me for shows that day. Unless it's rainy, and then I'll tell you, hey, it's going to rain for those 3 days. Go ahead and schedule me for shows.
Now, my family's coming up.
When?
The last 2 nights, the 26th.
Hey, we'll be done with camping by then.
Really?
Yeah. Same thing with Christine and Big J. She's coming up, but later. No one's going to be there yet. No one really gets until Wednesday. We're going Sunday and Monday. Maybe some people get there Tuesday, but we're going Sunday and Monday.
Okay.
Coming back Tuesday.
Okay.
Gonna slide no,
who's
tent?
Gonna be in the tent?
Me, you, and Big J.
What the fuck size tent are you getting?
A 4-person tent.
Well, that's me and Jay. You should get a 5-person tent.
I'll try for a 5-person tent.
No, what are we gonna sleep on?
Sleeping bags.
Who's got the sleeping bags?
I'm gonna get sleeping bags.
How are you gonna get sleeping bags?
Because I'm wily. That's how.
But okay, so we're gonna get sleeping bags. What are we gonna do? Or I'll bring the cigars.
Yes, you bring the cigars, or we'll buy them there, right? Can we get really good cigars?
Too expensive.
They are? Really, there?
Yeah, they get a great cigar club up the street from the Hyatt.
Yeah.
Called Stogie's.
Yeah.
We'll go there.
Okay.
Some nights, because it's open until 2.
Oh, really?
It's amazing. But the cigars there are very expensive, dude. Very. I have so many cigars. I'll bring a box of my
Bring
finest.
A box. Jay will probably, he's quitting cigarettes right now. He'll probably be back on them by then.
Okay,
it was 2 days yesterday, so I'm sure he's had 5 packs since then. But maybe he'll smoke cigars either way. Almost definitely.
Oh yeah.
For sure we'll be out there smoking cigars. So I can bring this. But we want more than 5, right?
Huh?
We want to have more than 5.
I'll bring my box.
You'll bring your box.
I got a humidor, a travel humidor that brings around 10.
Really?
10, 20, yeah.
I'll bring the box too.
I'm bringing
too,
cigars anyway so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had them good for Skankfest.
Yes, I'm bringing a box. I'm bringing a bunch of cigars. So we're good.
Okay.
Okay.
So that's what we're going to do. We're going to go up there. We're going to drive.
Yeah.
I'm getting a car.
Okay.
We're going to sit in the car.
Yeah.
One of you will sit in the back seat.
Yes.
Sorry.
It's fine. I'll drive, too, if you want.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
We're going to drive an hour to 2.5 hours away.
It's not long.
Fun drive. We'll stop and see shit.
Yeah.
No rush. Get up at, 11 o'clock and go.
Okay.
Set up camp.
Yep.
Walk around
that.
A little bit.
Yep.
Hopefully it's the woods. It'll be real nice.
Yep.
I still got to find the right place to go.
Okay.
But I'm going to. And then we're going to set up a tent. We're going to build a fire. We're going to roast sausages.
Roast sausages.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have a cooler.
I don't think you roast sausages.
Put them on a stick.
You roast the chicken.
Right.
You grill. You want to...
Not even grill. I mean over fire.
Oh, we're just still building a fire.
Yeah.
There's no camping equipment. Yeah. We're just eating raw.
No, we can get a grill if you want. We can get a grill.
Let's not get a grill. Let's just make a fire.
Yeah, make a fire. Like men. And you take sticks and put them in the sausages or the hot dogs.
Lights. I'll bring the flashlights.
I got a headlamp, and I can get more.
I got a headlamp.
Great.
Okay.
Big J won't wander more than 10 seconds away from the camp. So.
No, not at all. You got to go through? Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm sorry, Big
J. Okay, but... Totally okay.
You got cigars and all that. I'm sorry.
All right, so listen.
Yeah, you're good. So then we'll go. We'll be there for a day or two.
Yeah.
A night or two. Camping, fires. If there's a lake nearby, we can go jump in the lake. Yeah.
We should go actually river rafting.
Yeah. And daytime, if it gets too hot, we can get in the car and see what there is to tour around there. But if it's woods, it'll be cool.
Just hike.
Me and Jay will have pot. We're not going to do mushrooms. That's an everybody or nobody situation.
Right. You don't
We're going to have a couple beers at night. We're going to have a couple Coca-Colas.
I'll Diet Cokes, Coca Light.
Yeah. And we're just going to have a good time shooting the shit.
Great.
Smoking cigars.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Marshmallows and shit.
Marshmallows.
Yeah, s'mores.
Oh, we're going to make s'mores?
Why not, man?
You know how to make s'mores?
Yeah, absolutely.
How do you make s'mores?
You get chocolate.
Yep.
Put it on graham crackers.
Yep.
Are you kidding me? Everyone knows
how do you do it, though? No, there's actually a way to do it.
I break it up into little squares.
Yeah.
So I get it all over. Then you get a top and a bottom graham cracker. You roast the marshmallow so evenly brown. If you want it, great. Sometimes I just fucking fry it. That's what Jay will do. Catch it fully on fire.
Right.
Put it on the chocolate side of the graham cracker.
Yeah.
Put the other graham cracker on top. Slide the stick out. Turn over so the heat goes up. Melts the chocolate. Golden.
You know how to make them. That's exactly. The turning it over at the end was the trick. And you did it. You did it. I'm very proud. I'm very happy.
Can I tell you one of the best s'mores I've ever seen?
What?
I was at my friend Sam and Eric's backyard. We're having a party.
Yeah.
And they had a little tent, a little fire pit.
Right.
With s'mores stuff to make. And I just fucking put it in there, let it catch on fire, then stick it in. And you know Brian Baldinger?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, so he's like, no, dude, you're doing it wrong. And I was like, why? He goes, you don't burn it. You're doing like a fucking Philistine. Here's how you have to do it. I was a Cub Scout for fucking 10 years. I was like, okay. And he roasts it so fucking perfectly. Like like 4 feet over the fire.
Yeah.
It took him like 12 minutes.
Yeah.
And then he turned and goes, now here's how you slap ground. And I mean, I knew 8 minutes out that I was going to be doing that. Now here's how you make a s'more slap. And he was like, motherfucker.
That's a dick move. Why is that funny?
He worked so hard on it too.
Why is that funny? There's nothing funnier than that. Why is that funny? Why is mean funny?
And he worked so hard. And you can just go. It's perfect because you're like, it didn't cost you anything. You can just go get more stuff right now.
What a dick move. Are you going to do that to me? Please tell me you don't do that to me. Because if I get... Let me get one s'more. Let me get one s'more.
You'll get plenty of s'mores. But we're going to get a cooler. I got to borrow some of this equipment. But like from
where? But we're going to be in another country.
I know. But we have fans that are going to give me coolers, tents. Okay. And whatever they don't give, I'm going to buy.
Tents.
A tent.
What are you going to do with the tent?
Bags?
If you have to buy it.
I don't know. I'll give it to somebody. Or maybe I'll take it back with me and then I'll go up to the Adirondacks if that's here. And use it once.
Well,
and maybe I'll just give
it away. You know, they have tents that you just throw and they pop open.
Yeah, I know.
That's the tent you should get.
I'll try to get something
and
like that.
If you're going
to
buy it up there. Yeah. In Montreal, they got a lot of camping places.
We're going to get some bear spray as well.
What?
We're going to get some bear spray to have with us.
Buddy, spray doesn't work.
It works.
What do you mean, like mace?
It's sort of like mace for the bear. If he's like thinking about it, it makes him go away. He can go through it if he's charging, but they don't charge. You just like say, hey, you're too close, get away.
That's all you just say? Hey, you're too close, get away, in that tone?
Mm-hmm. No, you're not saying in that tone. You're saying
a bear tone?
In the tone of bear spray. You're saying in the tone of bear spray. That's what they get.
We should know what to do. We should get a bell for Jay. You're supposed to get bells when you walk around the...
Walk around with keys on the outside.
Yeah, I have a beautiful custom hunting knife I had made. I can't go over the border with it, but I'd have to ship it. But it's literally from the ground up.
Really?
Handmade. Everything made was my choice. It's this beautiful hunting knife.
So if we find a place that has fishing, we're going to fish.
Should I bring my rod? My fly rod?
Let me tell you. I'll find out where we're going first, and then I'll tell you.
Well, I'm bringing...
Otherwise,
my wife is bringing all my fly equipment.
What, are you going to fish afterwards?
I'm going up to... The day I leave the festival, I'm driving to the White Mountains of New Hampshire.
Oh, really?
Yeah, to go... I rented a house.
Wow.
Out in the woods.
Wow.
For a week.
That sounds great.
So after the festival, if you want to come down, and you want to spend a couple nights at the house?
Yeah.
On the way back to New York?
What, the Westchester house? No, you mean
the New
Hampshire house.
I rented a house in the White Mountains in New Hampshire for a week.
Oh, there's Liz. Speaking of Liz, she believes there's no way you're going camping. Liz.
Why?
Liz, give me your prediction real quick on the odds of him actually going camping.
Slim to none.
Is that a fat joke?
She thinks you're going to pull out.
No, it's you're going to sleep in a sleeping bag in a tent.
Bubba, are you crazy?
On the ground?
Are you
next
crazy?
To Jay Oakerson?
Oh, now you're fucking making it.
I'll sleep in between you guys.
Yeah,
that's sexy.
I have no problem. I just slept on a boat in Belgium for 7 days.
That was a boat.
Yeah, but it's a boat. It's like camping. It's
with
not
air conditioning.
Yeah, and no, there's no air conditioning.
Electricity. Refrigeration, air conditioning.
Look, let me tell you something right
Internet.
Now.
Internet.
Bubba, you know me. You know where I went on my prom? You know where I took my prom date? Do you
where?
Know?
Jack in the Box?
No. You know where I took... Do you want to know where I took my
where?
Prom date?
Where?
I'll give you three guesses. Go ahead.
The beach?
Nope.
The park under the
no.
bleachers?
No.
Faneuil Hall?
No.
Where? Wait, that was three.
Camping.
What does that have to take
week.
A prom date camping?
For, I took her camp. I bought all the equipment. I went up to the White Mountains of almost at the border of Canada. I rented a camping lot in the woods and we camped for a week. How do you like those apples?
Mike Yard, what are the odds that Bobby Kelly and Big J actually go camping? They both agree to go camping in Montreal.
I don't see that happening at all.
Buddy, where am I going? What did I just tell you? I'm going after Montreal.
I would love it if you did. They don't have faith in you.
I'm spending a week in the White Mountains. I rented a house in the woods.
But you That's rented a house.
That's not camping, bro.
It's called glamping. It's glamping.
Log cabin,
Why
I believe.
Why are you bragging about glamping? That's like staying home.
No,
listen,
that's like a hotel.
I'm a fucking... you know what I am? I'm an angler. I fly fish. I'm going fly fishing for a week up in New Hampshire.
Yeah, but you're going to go camping? Like...
I'm matching the hatch. Hey, what's up, Bob?
Bobby's living an amazing life in his daydreams.
I'm going camping.
Translate that shit to real life,
right,
dude.
People
would be jealous of you.
I'll bet you money right now I go camping. How much?
Angler.
How much?
You just said you're an angler.
I am.
People that are anglers don't say they're anglers. They say they're fishermen.
No, fishermen. The big difference between a spinner and a fly fisherman.
You sound like you know what you're talking about.
Your big difference. A spinner, just a redneck with a worm. I'm not that.
He sounds like he knows what he's talking about. It's because we don't know shit about fly fishing.
You're out of your mind.
You're right.
I'm going to match the hatch for a week up in New Hampshire, and I've been doing
match
it for
the
six.
Hatch.
Yeah, you got to. You have to
Hampshire?
Match the hatch. Do you even know? up in New Hampshire.
Up in New Hampshire or the Hampshire?
No, up in New Hampshire.
Oh, I thought you said up in the Hampshire.
No, up in New Hampshire.
That's what the anglers call it.
New Hampshire, up in the White Mountains. I've been going there since I was a kid. My prom date was in a tent.
I can't argue it, but I don't.
Did you have sex with your prom date in a tent?
Yes, we fucked. We banged in a tent. And I yelled at her. I yelled at her for touching the sides of the tent because it was raining out. I was like, don't touch. She's like, I'm not. We started screaming at each other.
During the sex?
No, after the sex. She had to go pee and she wanted me to go with her. I was like, there's no way I'm going outside at night.
Okay, well, then your job. Here's the deal. I am now have full faith in you coming.
Yes.
Full faith.
Okay.
I need you when Jay inevitably says, oh, I don't know, to be like, Jay, what are you talking about? I'm coming. Stop it. And make him come.
We'll make him come.
Because once he gets in the car, he's coming.
Right.
But I can see him trying to pull
we
out.
We should tell him that Robbie Pra's going.
And that'll help him get a Netflix special.
Yeah. If I don't have shows, if I'm free and my family's not up there, I'm going.
Your family's not up there?
Yeah.
I need you to email Nick and say, make sure not to put me on shows those days. I'll be going camping.
I'm in.
I also invited Jimmy Carr. No response.
Well,
so
who camps in a fucking three-piece?
That's what I said. I was like, I don't know if you have a camping suit.
What's he going to wear? A fucking ascot? By the fire? who else? I mean, Jimmy might go. You know, Jimmy's...
Maybe.
Who else? Godfrey's not going. Yamanika is definitely not going.
Yamanika is definitely not going.
No way.
Yeah, so whatever.
We should borrow one of her wigs.
To sleep under?
No, to scare the bear. Make you seem bigger than you are. And here's the thing about camping. Do you know how to start a fire?
I do. I'm quite good at fires.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know how to start a Dutch oven?
Is that the sexual move, or is that
no? That's not a sexual move.
Because the way to start a Dutch oven is be like, "Hey, so what are you into?" Like, you gotta no. How do you start a Dutch oven?
Well, what you do, you get.
If you can't, do you want to bring like a? I can get a pan and bring that up too, and we can like fucking make eggs in the morning and shit.
Well, I think what we do, to be honest with you, if we're going to go camping, we just get a bag, get a trash bag, and put some baguettes.
And we have a cooler. We'll have a cooler.
Just get some peanut butter, a baguette, a cooler.
That's the way to go.
We're
going to
have to bring it up on a tree because we don't want anything coming down.
Right. That's what I usually do.
Put it away from camp a little bit up in a bag in a tree. I would bring some rope. I can bring some rope.
For sexual play?
No. To you know, in case something happens with the tent or whatever, you want to have a little rope. It's always good to be able to have a knife and have a rope.
Okay.
A little rope in case you have to hang your food up in a tree so nothing gets to it. And away from you, so if something does come for the food, it's not coming near us. You don't want to keep a fucking cooler of food near the tent.
Right next to it.
No, not at all.
This is all smart. I usually go camping at Joshua Tree where there are no bears.
That's what we should.
I went to Banff last year.
We should go where there are no bears. We don't have to be fucking rogue.
No. We should go to a campsite. Yeah, yes. Campsite.
Look, if we get a campsite, dude, we're golden.
They'll have a little probably grill thing there, but they'll have a camp.
They have the fire. With a fire pit. They have all that shit. They have a bathroom. We can take a shower and a shit. You don't have to worry about that. We just got to get toilet paper.
We can find that. Be better than anybody gets here in New York. The Scott's garbage.
We do that. That'd be funny if this was some weird thing where you're gonna fucking. You just said I want to just start killing people. Like my new thing is to murder people, and you just murdered me and Jay.
Oh, Jay and Bobby didn't make it. Like, what do you mean? Did they go with you? It's like, oh no, they never came. They said they both backed out. Right, I went by myself. Like, really? I'm like, yeah. He was here. He was here the whole time. Did you see him?
They find our bodies
half eaten by fucking coyotes.
And you
and me. Yeah.
That's you found out that
I love the liver.
You found out that fat guys' spleens have the greatest high of all.
Marbling. Oh yeah, the edible fucking flavor I would get from Big J's liver. He processes all that weed and be like, oh my god.
With flashbacks. My liver that hasn't had any drugs in it, combine the two and you get the fucking greatest high ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be fun though, dude. If we do that and then we get some steaks.
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 So how do we cook steaks? We need to get what is that called? That you can put on the rocks? Not a grill, but like a grating.
Yeah, but they have gratings. If they have a fire pit, they'll have the gratings.
Oh, on the side.
They'll probably have a little side little grill too. You could just throw charcoal in.
I'll bring a scrubber.
Yeah, we just got to go online and find a campsite. If you go to the campsites online, you'll see what they have.
Well, I just asked my friend for the recommendation, who lives in Montreal, for recommendations of where to go. She told me like 4 or 5. So I'm going to look at all those and just make
a site. Look at them online, find the best one.
And I'm going to make a reservation.
Make sure it doesn't have a pool. If it has a pool, we might as well just stay in the hotel.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, the woods.
The woods.
Yeah, near like a river.
Oh, I'm so happy. You're so into this.
Yeah.
All right, so now let's get back to cigars for a little bit.
All right, go ahead. Now, this cigar is not bad.
I'm telling you right now,
this is not a bad cigar. But I just don't know if it's a Cuban, but it is a good cigar. You can tell by the way it's smoking.
Evenly?
Well, it's smoking evenly, but it's actually smooth. It's got a nice little taste to it. You know what I mean? It's got a, I would say like, it's almost like chocolatey. It's like a, it is Maduro.
What's Maduro mean?
It's a bolder cigar.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like the lighter, the wrapper on the outside, you probably from Connecticut. They're Connecticut wrapped, which Connecticut makes some of the greatest outside wraps.
What do you mean the lighter the wrapper?
Though the outside, see the wrap on this? It's dark, it's brown, it's like chocolatey.
Oh, you mean the actual leaf? The
outside leaf.
Not this thing.
The outside leaf on a cigar is different than the filler.
Yeah,
the filler,
I saw a lighter one.
Well, a lot of those come from Connecticut, the state, you know, along the Connecticut River is some of the greatest soil for growing tobacco leaf. You know what I mean? And that's what a lot of cigars use on the outside.
Not like North Carolina?
No. Connecticut wrap is a famous wrap for the outside. But I don't know. This might be from there. I don't know if it's Cuban, though. I really don't know.
Well, it's so humid there. And I even kept him outside. What's up, Marina? I even kept him outside to keep more humid.
Right. Do you know where the cigar capital of our country is?
Connecticut?
No. Tampa.
Really?
Tampa, yeah.
Because dirt bags at Ybor City?
No, the actual humidity. The weather. And if you go there now, you can still... I did a tour of the... I think there's a... Fuente has their company there. And they still have all the old cigar companies.
Yeah.
You can see them. They're in the ghetto now over there. But they used to have towers that they would look out and see the ships coming in with the tobacco.
Oh, really?
From Cuba back in the day, yeah.
If you had to take a cigar and buy it there in a humidor and then take it back to your hotel room, would you leave it out on the deck to stay more to moist, or would you
no
bring
way.
It in?
Where?
Let's say you bought a cigar
in Cuba.
No, in Tampa.
Tampa, yeah.
And then you're like, I have this, probably not smoking for 3 days.
Yeah, I would put it in a bag with a Bevita pack.
Okay, but if you had nothing, would you keep it out in a humid area? I kept the other ones out on the deck because it was so humid out there that I felt like they would stay moist. Was that wrong?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know that answer to that question. I mean, it makes sense scientifically. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? But I don't know.
When
you know,
did you?
The sun would fucking dry up the.
No, shade.
Yeah. Yeah.
When did you start smoking cigars?
I started smoking cigars a long time ago, back with Gary Gulman, got me into them.
Really?
Yeah, Gary Gulman back in Boston. We used to wait tables together. And after one day, he was like, you want to come down? And went to this cigar shop that's by the Boston Commons that has been open for 100 fucking years. Yeah. And we walked in, it was these old fucking white dudes. Just selling cigars and pipe tobacco. And we went in and bought 2 Punch Maduro. And we sat out and read comic books on the curb.
Really?
Yeah. I had a motorcycle and he had a Honda. And we just parked there and in our uniforms, our fucking waiter uniforms, and smoked a cigar and read comic books, X-Men.
Where were you waiting?
What were we waiting tables for?
Yeah. Nice. Oh
God! Sorry, Liz. we're waiting tables at an Italian restaurant because we're doing comedy at night, and he was an accountant. He quit his job to do comedy full time, and he needed a
really?
Job. So
Gorman?
I got him a job at this Italian La Famiglia Giorgio's.
Wow, That's hilarious.
Yeah, we waited tables there. Me and him.
You and Gary Goldman, really started together.
It was, huh?
Really started together.
Yes.
Wow.
We were unlikely friends.
Yeah, he's so like clean cut.
Yeah, really. But we just really enjoyed. He. I love that he got me into Silver Surfer. He told me the whole origin story about Silver Surfer, and he was the first guy I bought a box of cigars with. Punch Double Maduros.
What does that mean, Punch Double?
It's just the name of the cigar. It's okay. A double Maduro. It's darker, yeah. And we bought a. It's a box of 50.
You split them? Let's go in together.
Yeah, we split them. I think it was $100 at the time.
Wow.
$50 a pop. We split them. He let me keep the box, which was really cool. And we would meet and just smoke stokes.
Wow.
And then what happened was I quit smoking in rehab.
You
cigarettes.
Gary Goldman, yeah.
Around 15, 16, I quit smoking cigarettes. And I was still not smoking. And then I was smoking cigars. And then I couldn't get cigars, so I wound up buying little ones. Little
Macanudos.
Yeah, and then that brought me back to cigarettes, which killed me.
Oh.
And then around 7 years ago, I quit smoking again. But then one night I went to Paul.
You still smoked 7 years ago?
It was 7 or 8 years ago, yeah. Cigarettes. Wow. I went back to it. But then.
It's hard to quit those, man.
Paul Verzi had a party at his house.
Yeah.
And I remember after we ate and all that, we went outside. He lit a fire in the back and he gave everybody cigars.
Wait, the one in Westchester?
Yeah.
Dude, we opened up a fire pit there, me, him, and Bartnick, where he was like, I just finished it, come up for the July 4th. We went up July 3rd, smoked cigars, yeah, and finished, no, the year before. Finished a bottle of Templeton between us, and just sat up there until this almost started getting light, and then we went inside.
Yeah, he...
That's a great backyard to smoke in.
It's a big one, yeah. We sat around this fire pit, he gave everybody cigars, and I says, I'll take one. I smoked it till the nub.
Mm-hmm.
I was almost burning my fingertips. And then I just got back into it. And then I go home the next day, literally right down the street from my house, I saw the sign that said cigars. I was like, what the fuck is it? It just said cigars. Little shit store, like strip mall type thing on this weird road.
In Westchester?
Yeah, 9A. It said cigars. And I go up, and it was this beautiful cigar store 5 seconds down the street from my house.
That you never knew about?
Never knew about. I start talking to this guy, Yuri, who was like, knows everything about cigars. And he sat there and he talked for me 20 minutes about cigars and this and that. And then I wound up, he was like, yeah. I go, what is this place? He goes, well, we have a cigar member. There's a lounge in the other room. You can become a member. And you get a humidor, and
oh, in there?
Yeah, you get a humidor locker.
So if you buy a cigar, you're like, I don't want this now, but I want to keep it fresh. You keep it in the humidor where it's humid.
Well, he's like, yeah, you know, you can join, be a member. So I joined that day. I became a member.
Wow. Right off your first cigar in forever.
Fucking got a locker.
He just went all
I
in.
I put a box in the fucking humidor. And then I would go there and write. I'd go there during the day and write. Nobody was there.
And smoke?
Smoke a fucking bat, write. They had coffee and tonic.
Do you ever get, when you smoke in a place like that, do you ever get like a little like sick because it's like so much smoke going into your lungs?
No.
You know when like five people or six people are smoking?
Yeah, no. Well, if it's not ventilated, yeah. I can't smoke in a not ventilated place.
Okay.
That's like my shed, my smoking shed that I had
built.
Me and
Joe listed one after the comedians, like the male comedians lunch or whatever last year. And we went like November, but then we all got sort of like nauseous because I think it wasn't well ventilated.
If it's not well ventilated, you'll get sick. Yeah. And I don't like that feeling.
Yeah.
That's why I go to really high-end cigar bars.
And they shove the air out real fast?
It's medically grade air system. You know what I mean? So like 100 people could be smoking. And you won't even fucking feel it.
Okay, so show me or tell me the proper way to smoke a cigar. Because my dad asked me, he's like, are you into good cigars? I'm like, I don't know. I get some good cigars sometimes, but it's only like when I'm with a friend who tells me this is good.
Well, okay.
I can't tell the difference. I don't know how to exactly right. do it.
Well, everybody, the way to cut a cigar, yeah. there's a way to do that. There's a way to light a cigar. Okay?
Yeah.
There's also a way to smoke a cigar. And what I learned over the last 3 years of really getting into cigars, none of that shit matters.
Really?
I've seen
really?
I see guys bite the end off a cigar. Off a fucking $15 cigar. Just fucking bite it off, light it, fucking smoke it and enjoy it. I like to smoke my cigars in a certain way. I like to light it with a torch, I toast the end. That means you take the flame, don't let it touch you, toast the end of it, and then then light it. And then I usually gas it a little bit, which means when you puff on it and the flame gets real high,
I love that.
Blow out, and it blows all that ammonia that's been storing in it, it burns it off.
What ammonia?
Like this cigar went out. It's because of the heat. But when
but
you
love
what? Watch
it. I do love how cigars, sometimes you got to light them over and over and over again.
You like that?
It's just interesting to me, where it's like they kind of just go out on their own. So like when I see Berg, he hosted The Stand for two shows in a row, and I see it. And it just runs up there. Or it's burning off the canoe. Oh, so you're blowing it out. I saw that.
I'm blowing it out.
Oh.
It's called gassing a cigar.
So where's the ammonia from in there?
Well, all the stuff you're bringing in, you're as you draw all that shit through it.
The butane.
Right. Well, no, the cigar and the tobacco and the tea that's going through there. It's creating all this shit. Now, when you light it up, right?
Yeah.
And then it lights on fire like that. It burns all that shit out. You know, the end of a cigar starts to taste a little funny. You know what I mean? It doesn't taste as good as it did.
The joints are like that. Because then you have all the pot smoke already in that tobacco. That
now, on a cigar, you can light that up and burn it out. You can light it and then push it out. And now my cigar tastes brand new again. You understand?
Wow, interesting.
Yeah. So
much higher.
Yeah. So you light it up. Puff. Puff. Keep it lit. Puff. 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 Now, light it. Wait. Now, yeah. Light it on fire and let it get on fire. Puff. Puff. Now blow, slowly push, blow it out. Through the cigar, not through your mouth. Through the cigar.
I don't know.
It's a hard thing to learn how to do.
I'll get it down.
But it's really a good thing to learn.
So then
because
it cleans
my cigar
it.
Tastes exactly like it did when I lit it.
Oh.
No more bitterness. No more, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
And then you don't breathe it in. You just kind of let it simmer around your mouth a little bit?
That's what I do, yeah. I take a nice slow drag out of it. And then I'll slowly take it out, and then I'll just let that taste, I'll just push it out. And now you start tasting all those levels of that cigar. You know, try to figure out what is that? What is that? What does it taste like, you know?
How long did it take you to start being able to taste different things in there?
Well, it's more of how many cigars you smoke, and different types of cigars. All of a sudden, you'll do like a Perdomo 10th anniversary, right? Champagne. Yeah. Now that's a fat cigar. They come in different lengths. When you smoke that, all of a sudden it's like creamy. It's like, you smoke a Maduro, right? Like you'll smoke a, like a, maybe a Tatuaje or something, like a Gran Cajone, which is a big fat black Wesley Snipes cock. You know what I mean? It's just a fat dick.
Yeah.
And you smoke that, and that's like, oh shit, that's not, that's got some bite to it.
And so it's gonna like put you.
But
like
it's got
rush.
It's like chocolatey. It's like more. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then you'll smoke like a Hemingway, a Fuente Hemingway. And you're like, oh my God, that's kind of in the middle of these two cigars. And then you'll smoke a My Father, and the back of your tongue is like spicy. It's like you had pepper or something. And you're like, oh my God. And then that goes away, and then it gets creamy. So your tongue
really?
Is, yeah, it's these cigars all have different tastes. It's like a wine, you know?
And I get only, that with scotch a little bit, where it's like, right. First it was just all paint thinner. And then the more I drank, I'm like, oh, this is different. This is peatier. That's not.
The more cigars that you try.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, then all of a sudden you're going to start recognizing different
what the actual
tastes,
difference is.
And you're going to start liking different cigars at different times. Like, there's cigars. Oh. I like a in the morning, I like a Partagas, right?
Yeah.
And at night, after a big meal, I like a Tatuaje.
You smoke every night?
Not anymore. I do. Sometimes I'll do it, but not anymore. I try not to.
Why do you like a Tatuaje after meals?
Just because it's almost like coffee, chocolatey. It's, you know, it's a little stronger. But I have that sugar and I have that shit in my bloodstream, so I'm kind of, I can handle it. Yeah. That's why, like, when you're smoking like a big cigar, you should have like a Jolly Rancher with you when you're smoking cigars.
Why?
Because that sugar will help you out if you get dizzy or fucked up. You know. Yeah, my friend of mine, Mo, who's a Tatuaje rep.
Yeah.
He always
is that the one I met at your place?
Yes.
Dude, that was such a great day.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I missed the entire party.
Well, it was funny. You missed the whole party, but
I
came
showed
at
up
6.
And Bonnie was like, nice one, idiot. I'm like, what does that mean? I came to a Bobby's party. What do you mean? And then I didn't realize they were the last ones there.
Yeah. But, yeah, I'm going to actually throw another. I did a cigar podcast where I had like 6 guys come up, and we had a charcuterie plate. And little mini hamburger. I cooked all this food. My wife cooked a bunch of shit.
Really?
So we had a cigar at the pot. We had like appetizers. Then we had a cigar, like a medium body cigar. Then we had food. And then after that, we lit the fire pit. And we had fucking, you know, heavier cigars. Like a bolder cigar into the night.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to do that again. I think in the end of August. So I'll invite you up for that. And Steve,
yeah,
and Mo,
August,
and
I'll be here for sure.
I'll have my other friend Yuri from the cigar place, Verzi.
Pre Burning Man. Don't do it at the very, very end of August.
Are you going to Burning Man?
I want to, yeah, I think so.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
How many times have you been?
Never.
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 Well, I don't understand it.
Me neither, so
I'm
going to go
find out. It's so corporate, right?
It's gotten a little more, but I think that's just like ignore that part and just keep doing it. It's like, almost like, has comedy got more corporate? Sure, but not at Greenwich tonight. You know, that'll still be the same, just like dirty comedy.
Right.
You know, yeah, there's a lot more people looking for a showcase. I think it's like that. It's
right.
Like there's a tent area where they're all like glamping, whatever. Those people don't matter. For 90% of the people, it's still the same experience.
Yeah.
That's what Moshe's been telling me. Moshe's been really trying to get me to go. I'm going. Yeah.
Is he going?
He always goes.
He always goes.
Yeah. Duncan's going.
Does he have his...
He's got it all. I still got to arrange it. He said he's going to help me with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It should be cool.
That's pretty.
Should be cool.
I mean, dude, you know,
you gotta do it now before it's like way, way too late.
It's funny because I have, you know, having the kid now, and I've always been into like going up to New Hampshire and being in the wilderness and doing crazy shit. But the beginning of your career in comedy, you're so married.
You gotta
you're
go
so
up every night.
Fucking comedy.
Yeah.
I mean, you've just. Finger blasting that
shit
every night.
So you couldn't take 5 days off.
You can't take it off. And now, like, I just took a week off to go to Belgium with my family.
On a boat.
On a boat. Which...
Do you feel weird not going up?
Nope. I didn't. I felt great. I was trying to talk about it today with those guys, but they're young comics. They don't want to hear about fucking Belgium. With my family.
Right. Oh yeah.
Or being on a boat. But it's like, I wish you guys did that more. I wish, like, me, Patrice, and Keith, we all went on vacations together.
I read that blog. I think that Norton wrote about your trip to Brazil.
We all went.
I
we
read
went,
that when I was
We
a
would
comic.
Say fuck comedy. Let's go be humans for a little while. Let's go on vacation together and be the funniest we can be, which
really
is together.
Something. Yeah.
And be, you know, go, wake up and go walk around a city together. Go do something crazy. Go fly together with no gigs, no money, no nothing. Nobody's going to be there. It's just us.
Yeah.
It does nothing for your career.
Yeah.
We're not going to be...
So you can get away and act like fucking humans for a second.
Which
there's
is
no
what,
angle here.
There's no angle.
Yeah.
Right.
There's no one else you got to see or meet.
Yeah, like
so
I was...
the only ones you know.
Yeah, I was in Belgium and I learned how to fucking drive a 7-ton boat and park it and dock it and hook the water up and get the electricity and call the guy up and have a bridge open for me and have a lock. I learned how to bring a boat in a lock with three other boats and a big barge and not fucking kill anybody.
On this one?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, and wait there and, you know, look. You
look
learn,
great in your hat. Well, you look great in your boating hat. You look so cool.
Here's the deal is you learn that, okay, I'm standing on the fucking, we pull in the lock, I get off the boat, I tie it up. And then all of a sudden I realize, because I'm a fucking not a moron, thank God I have some common sense, I go, oh, maybe I should get back on the boat because this is a lock and the boat's going to be 10 feet lower in around 5 minutes. If I didn't, you know somebody has done that.
Yeah, and then just I can't get back on.
And you literally have to, you'd have to hang off the side. I jump back on, I told the other guy, go get it back on the boat. And then 5 minutes later, the lock was 10 feet lower.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Well, dude, it's like now what's great about that, I can go anywhere and fucking rent a boat and take it out and not have to freak out about it.
Because you got experience now.
Right.
Wow.
Like, that's a great trip.
Yeah.
That's what we should do.
Yeah.
We should get like 3 or 4 comics to
go on a boat somewhere.
Yeah, we'll go to fucking France, the south of France, rent one of these boats.
And just go.
And just go up and stop wherever the fuck we want to stop.
Yeah, travel the fucking... There's a river there, right?
Well, it's canals.
Canals.
Europe is all... That's how they got shit in from the ocean.
Mm.
They built man-made canals.
I know in like Holland and shit, they did.
Holland, Belgium, Germany, France, Italy.
Yeah, those Belgium things look like Amsterdam, for sure.
Oh, it's all canals.
Wow.
Yeah, so you can travel. I mean, granted, okay, it took us 5.5 hours to get from Newport, Belgium to Bruges. And
how long would the drive have been?
The train ride is 14 minutes. It's the worst form of transportation. It's literally, you could bike.
You're like, oh, I left something. I'm going to go back. I'll be right back.
Buddy, you could bike to Bruges quicker.
Really?
Yeah, it'd be an hour and a half. You'd be there. Not even. People were walking faster than us. But
lovely day for a walk. Sorry, got to go. And they just storm off.
That's why people back in the day, it actually makes you appreciate what people did back in the day. I mean, people
actually got to places.
They just fucking died coming to America. You
My
know
dad
I mean?
Came on a boat to America, 2 weeks.
Two fucking
That's how he
weeks.
Got here, from Israel to America,
now,
2 weeks.
Now, it takes 7 hours now.
7 hours. Now, when do you take the label off?
It's funny, again, I know guys who smoke through it.
No way.
But plastic. I know most guys, what I know, I take it off when I get down to where you're at right now, before it hits it. I don't want to smoke that shit. But I know most guys that are real cigar smokers take that shit off.
Immediately.
Just fucking
before
throw
they even light it.
It the fuck you need.
It holds together.
That's a to let somebody else know what you're smoking horse shit. That's like, oh, look at me. I'm wearing Armani. You know what I mean? Is what that is.
I read this book recently, and it talks about show books, which is when you've just started a book and you left the cover on and you really just started it. So you're not like into it really. You're really just carrying around so everyone sees what book you're reading.
Yeah, I know comics that do that.
With their notebook?
Oh, they show up with a notebook. I guarantee if you open that to any page, there's nothing in it.
Blow the dust off it. They cite every...
Yeah. You know where you read a book? At your house, asshole.
Yeah.
Don't bring a book to a comedy club.
What was I going to tell you about cigars? When you were... Okay, here one more thing, and then I guess we got to go soon. Fuck, I didn't want to cut this short, but it was still good. Do you have any dates anywhere, by the way? You have a podcast, You Know What Dude, that's on every week. Everyone should check it out. I was on there a few weeks ago. We are going to do that trip. I'm already starting to think about where I'm going to take you guys. You have any crazy dates coming? I'm going to put this up probably tonight.
You're putting it up tonight?
Yeah, I think so. To promote the NASA show.
I got.
What else are you doing in Montreal, first of all? Let's say
I'm
that.
I'm doing my podcast. You know what, dude? You're going to be on it, right?
Okay, I'm doing a podcast too.
The 27th.
Okay, in the Ovation Room.
I think so, yes.
Yeah.
Will you be on it?
Uh-huh.
All right, good. So I got my podcast up there. I'm also, dude, I just agreed to do the comedy jam.
You did?
I'm playing the drums. Highway to Hell.
Ooh.
Second time
ever.
Are you
going to sing while you play?
Playing
like,
the drums.
Like
no, they're going to sing.
Oh.
Look, man, I don't know. I'm nervous. I'm fucking shitting my pants.
I won't do that show. I'm too nervous to do it. My voice is too bad.
Why don't you do it with me? Why don't you sing?
Because my voice is awful.
So
it's
what?
Awful. It's beyond bad.
Come on.
It makes people feel
weird.
Buddy,
I'm the worst drummer in the world. I'm playing the fucking drums.
It makes
drums.
People feel weird.
Really?
Yeah. Like at karaoke and stuff. It's like, oh, whatever. Who cares? And then I start singing. People are like, oh, I didn't realize. Don't. Yeah, stop. How long is the song?
So why don't you come on stage and just dance?
Well, I was thinking if they have like, if anyone does any ska, I'll come up and skank.
Why don't you come up and dance with me?
Okay.
Take your fucking clothes off and dance.
Yeah, okay. I'll do that.
Yeah?
Yeah, sure.
Highway to hell. Yeah, I try. I really wanted to do Bon Jovi. It's My Life.
Maybe I'll draw like a highway on my chest.
Yeah,
and then
just put AC/DC.
Yeah,
put AC/DC and put hell with an arrow towards you. Put
towards
hell
my dick.
Towards your dick.
I like that.
Yeah, dude, I'm fucking shit my pants. So I don't know what night that is.
Yeah,
but I'm doing that, and then I'm doing my podcast, and then the Nasty Show. It's weird because I just want to do that. I just love the Nasty Show. It's one show. You go in, we fucking wail it out, we kill it. It's insane show, and you can just do whatever you want. I got to do a gala too, or some TV taping.
I do Funny as Hell. They never put me on galas. I don't think they should. I don't think that's like I'm too dirty for that. But like
I'm doing the same set.
Really? As your Nasty Show?
I'm just taking a couple fucks out.
Oh, it's supposed to be clean?
Yeah. But I can clean it up.
Do they ask for your transcript?
Yep.
They ask me every year, and I say, hey, listen, guys, you're definitely not going to get it. Tell me how long it is, and how long you're cutting it to, and the rules for cleanliness.
Yeah.
I'll bring you something.
Right.
You're not going to get my set. I'm not going to think about it ahead of time. You can keep asking. Whoever the assistant is that's been told to ask, you're not getting it.
What do they say?
We really need it. We really need it. And I keep ignoring it. And then eventually I finally realize one year, I'm like, hey, listen, just tell them they're not getting it.
But why? I don't understand.
I don't want to fucking write. I haven't decided what I'm going to do yet.
Right.
I'll see what I feel comfortable with then and what I feel
and
like
doing. And have you ever failed them?
No, never. Not once.
So why don't they trust you?
It's not them. It's some assistant. They say, hey, get transcripts from everybody. And so they don't know. They're like, well, I've got it from everybody except these two people. And they keep hounding the two people. And I'm like, oh, you're asking the wrong guy. You're just not getting it, man.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they're on their third email with me.
Just tell them they're not getting it. Tell them they're not getting it. It's the easiest thing. You guys keep asking, or you can stop asking. It's up to you. Either way, the result is the same.
I think one year I gave him one but it wasn't the set that I was
doing. A different set.
But it was, you know, can I tell you, be honest with you? It was the best I've done ever on that fucking show. Every time I gave him a transcript, I fucking ate it.
Because you try to stick to it.
Yeah. And the year I didn't, you know who I got that from? Bob Marley.
Really?
Well, Bob Marley came in
Maine
late.
Maine Bob Marley?
Maine Bob Marley. Came in late one time.
And to a gala taping?
Just went up at the end and fucking just annihilated it. What's up, buddy? Annihilated it. Went out and just didn't give a fuck. Just
he
did his shit.
Crushes that guy.
Crushed it.
I've never seen him live. I got to see him live, Bob Marley.
Crushed it. Fucking crushed it. And I was like, this guy don't give a fuck. You don't care that this crowd, the lights are up, these people want, you know, just watch the guy with no shoes and socks play the piano. You know what I mean? Whoever the fuck that guy was. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The guy from Modern Family was like, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And this guy went up and said, fucking blah, 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 how you doing? Fucking blah, blah. And annihilated.
Wow.
Came in late. Just walked out on stage from the car door stage, fucking smoldered. I was like, he don't give a fuck. And I go, that's the only way you can do this thing. Wow. You got to go out and not give a fuck.
All right, last thing about cigars.
Yeah, what's
then we'll
up?
Wrap it up.
Yeah,
so
cool.
We got your thing. I'm also, by the way, doing a storytelling show. Ari Shaffir's.
Yeah, what's it called?
Ari Shaffir's renamed storytelling show. I don't know until I figure out a regular name.
Now this is the funny thing about that. I worked on my story. I was
no,
doing
really
your.
Sorry.
I was doing your show. Mm-hmm. On Comedy Central.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you said to me on my show, you said you have to work on it. You should do it at least 13 times. So I was coming down here I was probably on my fifth set of doing. I would do an hour, and I would do this story at the end.
Yeah.
And I would tell people, this is what I'm doing.
I do appreciate you working on it.
And I worked my ass off.
And it got better, right?
It got so much better that I was actually looking forward to doing this.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is going to be cool. I got it. This will be a fun story.
Yeah.
And I added a bunch of stuff to it, and it was getting better. And then you called me and told me that your show was taken away.
Yeah.
And I felt bad because the guy running it,
Abrams, yeah,
is one
nice
of the
guy.
Nice guy,
yeah.
And he was one of the guys in LA that was nice to me, that gave me spots and kind of looked out for me as much as anybody did out there.
Yeah,
and I felt terrible about it. And the guy they replaced you with, I have no qualms with.
Right, no, me neither.
But I just, the reason why I was doing it is because you asked me. And I felt like you wanted me to, and I was like, I just couldn't do it.
Do you want to do that show then that I do there?
No, absolutely not. I don't want to
do that story. No.
I might. I'm so
midnight on Tuesday.
I'm so paranoid about the drums.
But you already know the story. Run it once here.
All right, I don't give a shit. If you need somebody, I'll do it.
I mean, no, I don't need anybody. But
I'm trying not to say no to people anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know if that
makes. Do you not want to do it?
I don't know.
Why would you not want to?
I don't know, because I was working on it, and then I gave up on it.
All right, so run it again once or twice here.
All right, we'll see.
You'll probably discover some new stuff.
I'll let you know in a day or two.
Yeah.
Because I got spots this week.
I'll tell you what, though. If and when I repitch that show to somewhere else and keep it going, you and the other people, Nate, all the guys that pulled out, Bert and Tom,
they'll
be the first run of people to do this
show. Well, that's what I'm kind of waiting for.
Yeah, okay.
I think I want to wait to do it. When you repitch it and put it somewhere, whatever the fucking thing
is. This is just going to be a live show.
Yeah.
Tuesday the 25th.
Yeah, I think I want to wait to do it because I was, you know.
Getting ready.
That would actually be a cool thing to.
For sure.
When you get your show back.
For a year and a half or whatever it is. And you're like, well, I worked on this a long time ago and now I'm ready to fucking. Now's the right time.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, yeah. Abso-fucking-lutely. I was very excited to do it. It sucks that happened. But
I was so happy when you're like, yeah, I've started working other places. It's getting better. I see what you mean. I was so happy. I was so happy that you were working hard on it.
It's such a weird thing that. When somebody gives you advice in the business and that advice is solid and it actually has immediate results, that's an amazing thing.
And you're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
It's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was.
Because you want to poo-poo anyone's advice. Like, I know what I'm doing.
Well, as a comic, you're like, ah, I got it. But then when you were like, the work was the annoying part. It's like trying it. And it did good.
It sucked at first.
It sucked. It did good, and then it sucked. It sucked, and then it did good, and then it sucked. And then all of a sudden, I got something happened. And it came back.
You caught a wave.
I caught a little wave on it.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm here. And then your fucking show got taken. Did you hear how it went?
Okay. I heard
really?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah?
I mean, Roy's a good comic.
Yeah.
So in terms of like actually hosting a live show, like he knows what he's doing. If somebody bombs, he's going to do a little time. If somebody crushes, he's going to do a little time. He knows how to like run an actual live show.
Yeah.
He's not the right choice, but like he knows how to run a real show. So I heard they went good.
And Ann Harris, too, I love.
Yeah, yeah. She's
I didn't know she was involved until after.
Yeah, she wasn't
And I love Ann
wasn't
Harris.
Wasn't her decision.
Huh?
Wasn't her decision.
Yeah.
All right, I got to get to the stand.
Fuck. All right.
This goddamn interview went long. These fucking Scots. All right.
Well, how long is this podcast?
It usually goes as long as I want. We could talk more about cigars, but we don't. That's fine. We can talk about when you first started seeing cigars and like pop culture, how cool they looked. You know, I remember like when it was like the Godfather smoking, and it was like, oh cool. I just thought when I was a kid, people who smoked cigars were the coolest guys in the fucking world.
Well, I never. Yeah, like back in the day, I actually have one of these. It's a little tiny silver stainless. It's a stainless, not a stainless steel, a silver. It's a little tiny knife.
Yeah.
And you put a razor blade in it, like you know the old school razor blades?
Peaky Blinders? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you take one of those, you put it in it, and there's a hole at the end of it, and it has a Mason symbol on it. And it has somebody's name and their number, their Mason number.
Yeah.
And back in the day, every guy smoked a cigar. There was a time in American history where all men smoked cigars. There were cigar shops everywhere in New York City, all over the world. And every guy, I have one of these little things, and they were thinner, little cigars, you know what I mean? And I have this little thing that you, it was a cigar cutter, but it was also a razor. It was a little pocket knife for men.
Use. Yeah.
Yeah, I have one. It's from the 1929.
Oh, cool.
And I actually have a 19...
Show me that when I'm at your house.
I have a 1929 cigar table. Everybody had cigar tables back in the day, too.
What's a cigar table?
It's a... I have two of them. I have one from 19...
She doesn't think you're camping either.
Huh?
She doesn't think you'll camp either. What's her name?
She, of course, nobody thinks we're going to do this.
Yeah. You're definitely doing it, though.
I had one from 1920, and I have one from 1930. And back in the day when everybody smoked, smoking was healthy for you.
When you had a cigar box on your work desk.
No, it was a table. I have an Art Deco one that's beautiful. Die-cast metal and lights and fucking blown glass. It's beautiful. Wow. And it lights up, and it has... cigar ashtrays on it, and they have the wood one. I have is actually a humidor. Okay,
inside of it
there's a humidor, and then on top of it is the cigar ashtray,
so you could ash out.
I have two of them.
It's all in one.
I'll give you one. You want one? I'll give you one. You can put it in your apartment.
Really?
Yeah, I'll give you the wood one.
Yeah, man, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, you'll love it.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah, you
can get me into cigars. I can have some cigars and keep them there.
You put them in there. Put a Bovita pack in there. You'll be all set.
So then, when I get these, I don't have to like, let's go. We gotta smoke them now. They're gonna go bad.
You can just
keep them for a while.
Yep.
How long do cigars keep? Let's say I bought it straight from a humidor in Costa Rica and put it in 24 hours later. Is that already fucked?
No.
That'd still be okay.
Yeah, I just bought cigars in
Belgium.
Belgium.
How long can you keep them out?
Yeah, a couple days in the box. Yeah.
Okay.
No, you keep them in the box. No problem. You don't want to keep them. Like, I had cigars that I got that were not humidified for a long time, but they were in a box. And then I rejuvenated them. I put like four Bovita packs in there and just made it like almost like a tropical island inside this humidor.
Wow. You know what you do with weed?
What?
Take your weed bag, it's all dried up. Take a little slice of orange peel, about that long, that wide. Throw it in there. The next day, humid as fuck, all moist.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I guess it eats up all the moisture from the. It's such a tiny little sliver.
Yeah,
I don't know how it works.
That's weird. I don't know.
By the way, I'll say this and then we'll go.
Yeah.
I love how when I saw you last time, I did your podcast and it was fun. And you're like, we gotta smoke cigars. I'm like, for sure, man. Absolutely, I'm into it.
Yeah.
And then the next day, you were like, oh yeah, I'm like, let's go smoke a cigar. Like, oh, I just smoked one down the street from here. Without, I'm like, you didn't call me the next day?
Yeah.
And you were like, no, sorry.
I don't know what happened.
I think you're with a friend. You're like, you're not going to, it's a group.
Did I?
I think it was like, I got to talk to this guy. I can't.
I don't know what it was. Yeah. Well,
I still let's smoke them.
There's only two people I like, comics I like smoke. Not two.
Joe List?
No, I love Joe List. Not two. I would say around a handful.
Yeah.
Verzi.
Giannis.
Yeah. You.
Yeah.
Burr.
He smokes cigars too?
Yeah, he actually, last time he was in town, Verzi called me up. They were at the Macanudo room.
Oh.
And we went up there and Burr fucking bought everybody a bat.
Really?
Yeah, and they were expensive, man. They're like $25 a pop. And we sat there in a big round table, like men back in the day.
Yeah.
It was all dudes. And in this beautiful room, just the game on everywhere, smoking bats, talking shit, four or five different conversations going on. What's his name was there too? The guy that you smoke cigars with Verzi.
Bartnick,
who I love.
Great guy.
Love smoking cigars with him too.
Great. Not
oh, one of the best.
On hockey. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I
big Penguins fan.
We were up there. So yeah, I'm going to have a cigar thing before the summer's out. I'll
Hell
do
yes.
a big thing.
Hell yes.
Yeah. We'll do one up at my house.
Hell yes.
We'll have a good one, man.
And you guys tell me later about torpedoes, too.
But that's, what?
Torpedoes.
What, the cigars?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Different
cigars. It's just a different...
I saw them rolling it at the airport in Costa Rica. This guy was just sitting there rolling like flat pieces of cutting it. And it was it's so, it was so
There's
cool.
a restaurant over here called Cuba.
Yeah.
Over on Thompson, I think.
Yeah.
And there's a guy, while you're eating, the beautiful Cuban
Rolls
food.
Cigar?
There's a guy rolling cigars right
Fresh.
There.
Fresh.
Fresh.
And you smoke them right then?
Yeah.
Wow.
You can smoke well, you grab
that.
You can't smoke them there. You grab
right.
one and smoke it outside.
I want to say, yeah, roll it. I'm going to get some to eat.
Yep.
When it's done. Oh,
yeah.
Hell yeah. Let's do that one day.
All right. All right, let's do it. All and right. I got fucking Cubans, dude.
Really?
Yeah, I got fucking... I got a Hoyo that will blow your fucking mind.
Yeah?
Yeah. And it's been in my humidor for a year.
They don't go bad.
No, that makes a cigar better. If you put a cigar in today and a year from now, it's a totally different cigar.
Wow, yeah, really?
It ages like fucking wine, dude.
All right, go to the stand. All right. Hey, man. Thanks a lot.
All right, buddy. I'll talk to you later.
It's been so much fun.
All right, dude. She said, I ain't got to ask anything I want. I said, well, what's the call when you move it like? She kept reiterating she had a thing for a man and another man she tried. So I pulled back, ordered up another drink. She like, tell me what you think. I just took another puff. She wanna look like Bohita. You got to work for that. You got to work for that.
Well, that's the episode, you guys. Did have to run, so I'm sorry I had to cut it a little short. Probably my shortest episode in a while. Still fun, though. I love the portability of these things, so we can just do them like that. If he didn't have to fucking go, he could have walked with me to the stand. He could have kept going. Or if he wasn't as big as he is, he could have walked me to the stand. But enjoy your cigars, Bobby. It's going to be so much fun at the Nasty Show. I'm shocked that he's actually going to come camping. If anyone has camping equipment for us to borrow, I would really appreciate it. I need to borrow it Saturday night. The 19th is Wednesday. Oh, yeah, Tuesday, my Netflix special comes out, Double Negative, Children and Adulthood. Watch it in any order you want, but the first one that's going to play is Children, and then Adulthood is going to autoplay. Tell a bunch of friends about it, too, on Tuesday when it comes out. If everybody could tweet on Tuesday, just go fucking nuts tweeting about it. Like, everybody, just say, you got to watch Ari Shaffir's double special, on Netflix, Double Negative. Do you have to put a link for that shit? I guess I'll put a link up on my page on Tuesday. But otherwise, just tell everybody. Just, you don't have to worry about that. Just tell everybody to watch it. You would help me out so much. I want everybody to see it. I worked so fucking hard on this. 2 years, really. I did it for a month in Edinburgh. I did it in a whole run in Scandinavia. I did it all over the America with intermissions. So I could prove and test how two specials were. Rogan told me that, too. He was like, you might have tested an intermission in Scandinavia, but they're used to intermissions there. No one's used to intermissions in America. Test it out like that here. And I did. I did. And it went great. Oh, you guys are going to love it. You guys are going to love it. Anyway, yeah. So on Tuesday, set your alarms for that to tweet everybody. Everybody, all my friends, watch Ari Shaffir's double special, Double Negative on Netflix, available right now. Something like that. I don't know. Make up your own words. Make fun of me. I don't care. But tell everybody to watch it. Sidetracked. What was I going to say? Oh, if anybody has camping equipment. So me, Bobby, Big J. I asked Yamanika last night. She said she would go. And I was like, really? She goes, yeah, I'd love to camp. And I was like, okay. And I was like, you know, we're sleeping outside, right? She goes, yeah, great. So, yeah, I might need two tents. Because those are three big people that I'm going with. Anyway, whatever you guys got, I need a bar. Okay, the 19th is the start of the Nasty Show, July 19th. 20th is Thursday. 21st is Friday. 22nd. Okay, so I need it by the 22nd. Sometime on the 22nd in Montreal. Whatever you got, coolers, grill covers, you know, whatever your camping equipment is, let me have it. Let me borrow it, I mean. I'll give it back to you, and I'll score you some free tickets to the Nasty Show if you want in return. What else? Coolers, tents, sleeping bags. I don't know, whatever. You know, the stuff you need. Maybe if Yamanika comes, maybe. I mean, I can't imagine Godfrey, but I'll ask him, sure. I couldn't imagine Yamanika, and I couldn't honestly imagine Robert and Big J. Anyway. Hit me up on Twitter or my website, contact@arishaffir.com. Don't forget, always go to the website for tickets. All the tickets are available at arishaffir.com or arithegreat.com. Same shit. So are details from the episodes. This one, there's not going to be many details, just the links to the music and some, maybe a clip or two of Bobby's stand-up. That's what I'll do. Back to the old days. So all those shows, get tickets at arithegreat.com. Are we done? What am I thinking of? Something about cigar smoke. Oh, blowing it into someone's mouth. Oh, you want to hear a horrible story? I guess I'll go out with this. Nothing to do with cigar smoke. But I was a virgin at University of Maryland. And I remember going to a bar. My friends all graduated before me because I went to yeshiva for 2 years in Israel. So my high school friends graduated when I was still a junior, a sophomore. They graduated that year. And then I was junior, senior year. My high school friends all got, you know, like a house together in Georgetown. And I go over there once in a while. From Maryland, from University of Maryland. So I went over there. It has nothing to do with the story, Ari. I went over there. We were all drinking. I remember seeing this girl who was, I remember making a note in my head that she was pretty ugly and telling my friend, like, wow, look how ugly that girl is. Just like almost interestingly level of ugliness. And then I was drinking. At the time, I was drinking a lot of red drinks. I liked drinking shots, but I didn't like the alcohol taste. So I was like, give me something red. My barf would be pretty colorful those nights. I mean, rainbow-like. So I was drinking a lot of drinks and some beers with it, too. And then I remember going to my friend Avi. I'm like, hey, that girl's pretty. And he goes, wait, you told me that she was ugly. I was like, oh, really? He goes, yeah, earlier tonight. You told me that one's ugly. I'm like, that's the one? He goes, yes, that's the same girl. And then I brought my beer, my empty beer glass to my eye, and I just like moved around. Beer goggles. That's what it was. It was beer goggles. Anyway, we started talking. And then we started making out. And then she goes, oh no, we went back to his place in Georgetown. Everybody finished the bar, went back to his, so we were making out in the kitchen. And then we're making out, getting hot and heavy. And she goes, no, we should stop. I don't want to do anything. And I was like, oh, I'm a virgin. Like, we're not gonna, you know. And she goes, oh, okay. We went back to making out. My friend Jesse laughed about that Liberian, black Liberian guy. He was like, I'm going to try that. But the way he said it was like, if I'm making out with a girl and she doesn't want to, he'll be like, yeah, I'm a virgin or some shit. I'm a virgin or some shit. You got to be really a virgin, dude. Anyway, so then we went to his back porch in Georgetown and sat in the steps. We were making out more and more, more and more. And then I felt the alcohol bubbling. I didn't want to not make out. I had made out with like six girls at the time, ever. And it was bubbling and bubbling, and I felt the barf coming. I felt it coming, but I didn't want to stop making out. I can already hear the people at home listening, going, oh, just hear me out. It's exactly what you think. No, it's different than what you think. So, you know, it's bubbling. I'm making out, and then the barf, it starts coming up the pipe. I feel it coming up the pipe, and right as it crossed the threshold into my mouth, I closed my mouth. I closed it so I wasn't kissing her. Didn't go into her mouth. But I filled my mouth out with vomit. I mean filled, where I was like, I did the cheeks out thing, like from The Godfather. No. When you're messing with your kids, and you're like with little kids, and you go, you know, you smash your cheeks. No, nobody knows what I'm talking about that? Okay. Filled. And then I pulled back away, and she was like, understandably, she was like, what's wrong? What happened to you? Like, you just suddenly stopped kissing, and you're puffing your cheeks out. Like, she didn't say that, but it was like, what's wrong? And I was like, I couldn't say anything. I couldn't say anything, and I couldn't let the barf out, because that's embarrassing. And she was like, well, what's wrong? And I was like, Like, I don't know, you know? And then she was like, do you need help? And I was like, mm-mm. And then she just sat there sort of staring at me. And she was like, do you want me to go? And I was like, mm-hmm. And then she went inside. And I opened up my mouth and poured vomit off the side of the back stoop I was sitting on. And then my friend Avi came out, and he was like, what's up, buddy? You okay? And I was like, yeah, why? He goes, that girl came out pretty quickly and got her friend and said, let's go, we're leaving. I just want to know what happened. And I was like, I barfed in my mouth while I was kissing her. Lady, if you're listening, I'm sorry, but I hadn't kissed anybody. I didn't want to stop, and the barfing wasn't my fault. That was an involuntary response. If it wasn't for me drinking that much alcohol, we never would have made out in the first place. So that came with the experience. All right, you guys, let's finish the episode. I guess we're done. Still got a couple good ones left. And episode 300, Danish and O'Neill are back on. I don't know what I'm going to call it yet. Giving up? Quitting time? Quitting time with Danish and O'Neill? Something like that. Anyway, that's the episode. 1 week from today, Netflix, double special, double negative. Children and adulthood. Tell me which one you like better. Nah, don't even compare them. Don't even compare them. Or, I don't know, do what you want. You're free humans. Ladies and gentlemen, that's it for me. For Robert Kelly, this is Ari Shaffir saying so long for Ari Shaffir Skeptic Tank, episode 297. Yes, I got it. 297. Bobby and Ari smoke a Cuban. Over and out. Yes, I got it. I never get it. I got it. Bye. Guapo Juanita y Chan Chan, en el mar se ría la arena, como sacudí el jibe, a Chan Chan le daba pena. Limpia el camino de paz, y yo me quiero sentar. Que veo y así no puedo llegar. Creando cero voy para Marcané, llego a Puerto, voy para Miami. Cero voy para Martané, llego a Puerto, voy para Mayarí. Llegando cero voy para Martané, llego a Puerto, voy para Mayarí. Llego a Puerto, voy para Mayarí.